This is the Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK FM, KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle, and streaming to the world at KZOK.com.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
All right, we're going to get to this letter. With Joe and Spike, we're having a Bangladesh panic attack again.
No.
Yes, your wife is worried. Joe, everybody's worried about whether they'll catch something. And just learned something from you that I did not know.
What's that?
That part of, and Eric, can you confirm this? Part of the reason to eat incredibly spicy food is to kill whatever might be in it?
Yeah, actually, that's part of the reason. It's also a preservative. And the reason why you want to do this, if you can eat some spice before you go, then you'll acclimate your system a little bit. Because if you just go from 0 to 60 on the spice, you're going to notice.
Intestinal whiplash.
Yeah. I found that out the hard way once.
It's a little late now. We're leaving it 2 days.
No. Even today and tomorrow.
Eat spice.
Go eat 3-star Thai today. Go eat 4-star Thai tomorrow.
Okay.
Does it also act like as a bug repellent?
Exactly.
Actually, there are some theories that it does.
3-star Thai sounds good to me.
I'm telling you.
I'll tell my wife, sweetie, I got to. You know, this is part of the...
For the children.
She thinks I'm fattening up for this trip, and I admit I've put some on. I have had no regard for my diet probably for
Why
about
not?
The last month. That's just worry, you know. You when you worry, you eat. And you,
really?
You've been worried about this trip.
And I know that I'll lose over there. There's no question about it. I'm not gonna, this isn't going to be one of those.
Give me more.
Yeah, traveling and coming
God,
back.
What is this, rat?
You caught it in the alley? Go for it. You got any teriyaki with that?
I'm not a picky eater, but the one ethnicity of food I really don't care for is Indian cuisine. And it's,
really?
It's a shame because the best Indian restaurants this side of India...
Right here in Seattle?
Yeah, we have some wonderful Indian... That's what we should do is go to an Indian buffet probably and...
The hottest Thai you ever seen in Seattle. Yeah.
I love Thai food, but Indian food's a different animal.
It is different.
Yeah.
What's that Tom Douglas Indian restaurant?
I'm sorry, which?
Isn't there a Tom Douglas Indian restaurant in Belltown somewhere?
Dahlia.
Lola is probably one you're thinking of.
No, Dahlia is... That's Indian, isn't it? No. Mm-hmm. What is Dahlia Lounge?
I'm thinking of New Dahlia. Mumbai.
Okay.
Nothing cooked by a guy named Tom Douglas is going to be too Indian.
I thought the Dahlia Lounge was Indian food.
It might be.
Check it out.
No, it's not. No, the most ethnic restaurant that he's got really is Lola, which is across the street from the Dahlia Lounge. It's more Middle Eastern, though.
That's a Greek, more of a Greek-oriented.
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of the Dalai Lama Lounge. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, here's a letter from a listener. Did this come to you? No, it did come to Dear Flabby. Oh, it came in as a phone topic discussion suggestion. That's a little thing we have on the website.
Yeah, you mentioned yesterday something about having lived here for a couple decades and, you know, the friendly people.
The friendly people of Seattle. Okay. By the way, for any of you listening, if you have a moral dilemma of any kind and you want to hear the show discuss it, no obligation to pay any attention to anything any of us say, you can submit it to Dear Flabby on the website at bobrivers.com. If there's just something you think we should talk about, submit it to the phone topic submission form, which sounds pretty clinical. I feel like I should wear gloves to pick up that stuff. And we don't get that many on that one either. So we've never promoted it. But if you go to the website, you can suggest a topic. Phone topic suggestion submission. I think we should come up with a catchier name. So, this came from George. George says, I always hear Bob talk about how he loves living in Seattle, how he loves the Pacific Northwest. But my family and I have had a totally different experience. There was a very interesting article in the Seattle Times a ways back about the polite indifference that people in Seattle seem to exhibit. Remember that phrase, polite indifference.
And I looked up the article. It was actually from about 5 years ago, but it was a phenomenon they called the Seattle Freeze.
My family and I have been here for 15 years, and it's still almost impossible to make any meaningful friendships with people from here. every single person I've come across that had some semblance of a personality is from somewhere else. How do you native Seattleites feel about that? And how about you transplants? Am I alone in feeling like this? Or are native Seattleites polite, indifferent, and lacking in personality?
Damn.
And then he even put in quotation marks, "Is there anybody out there? I see one flaw with this phone topic. Polite, indifferent people, I'm not going to call.
Bitch, yeah.
If you're polite and indifferent, hop on the horn and get right on with us.
Tell us how you feel. But if you're from somewhere else and have experienced this
the polite indifference?
Which I actually, when I read this, I thought back to when we moved here. Some 30-plus years ago.
30-plus years ago?
And I,
for me, it was 21 years ago.
It was a culture shock. Now, I'd like to know where George is from, because if he's from my part of the country, he is very correct. In the South, people are so friendly. They're almost over-friendly. I mean, they are...
Well, that's fake friendly, though.
Well, I don't know if it's fake. It's sincere.
I've known you for a while. I know.
Well, it's customary to be...
I know you're just out to get something for yourself.
It's a blanket friendship they throw over you from the...
Throw over everybody. Well, it doesn't have any meaning if they don't dislike some people.
Well, I remember that it was...
What good is friendship that you spread out slutty-like?
Yeah, too thin to be of any value.
Well, when we moved here, I remember being so desperate for fellowship that we would go to picnics with fellow Southerners. I mean, we would have to gather as like... Is like a
kind of like a clan.
I wouldn't.
All right. Here are some initial reactions on the text message. Maybe it's you, letter writer. Everyone in Seattle is depressed. They do not know it. It's the lack of vitamin D. That's another texter.
Wow, that's a fact.
Another texter says, you know what? After 15 years, you'd think maybe you'd realize that you're the problem, not us. So two said, maybe it's you.
First thing I thought.
Me too.
Where's he? I'd like to know where he's from, because I'm thinking East Coast.
George, if you're out there, give us a call. First, we have Brian in Seattle. Brian, native or what it was, native or farm grown?
Yeah, I've lived here all my life.
Okay.
I've done a lot of travel, and I notice this.
Wait a minute. You are a native?
I'm a native, and I notice this because I do a lot of travel. I travel a lot in Canada. I have more friends in Canada than I in big cities like Toronto. And I talk about this topic all the time with my friends and people. I love meeting people who have just moved here and saying, yeah, I understand. I know where you're coming from. I agree 100%. There's something weird with the people here, man. And the only way to break through it is to be extremely friendly yourself. You got to break through it. The people I know who are new here, who did develop a lot of friends and soon had a lot more friends than I do, was because they were extremely gregarious.
Seattle is kind of like, I guess, in the Old West, too, it was that way. Like, you go to a bar in Seattle, you're not immediately embraced. In fact, maybe suspicion arises if you're not a regular there. Everybody will kind of look and size you up. You go to a bar in Ireland, and you're everybody's best friend.
Immediate best friend.
5 minutes, you're in there.
It is different in Ireland, I'll give you that.
Part of it here, I think, is that the people are so educated. They're a little bit snooty, a little bit elitist. And then there's also maybe that Ted Bundy factor. I mean, we've had more than our fair share.
Say, like a ride to my car and my barn?
Maybe there's reason for suspicion.
Oh, let me get that door for you, because there's no handle on
that. Oh, please.
Everybody's on guard a little.
Thank you, Brian. That's Brian's take. 1-800-252-1025. Lisa is a native Seattleite. What do you say?
Well, I take offense to the letter writer's opinion. Born and raised, I believe the gentleman needs to look in the mirror and realize that what you put out there, you'll get back tenfold. So if you're not friendly and outgoing, you're not going to get it back.
Thank you, Lisa. That was pretty nice. A little indifferent.
I'm
polite. She was polite about it, though.
Slam him so softly.
Tim in Seattle, hello.
I got your indifference.
Yeah, okay.
You want some personality? Crying out loud. Try walking down the street in New York and saying hi to somebody. They'll tell you to F off.
With after they stole your money.
With personality.
Yeah.
Forget
about it. Thank you, Tim.
And that's why I suspect George probably came from the South or Texas. People from the East Coast, from the Northeast go, wow, people are so friendly here.
John Paul from Redmond. Hello, John Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Haven't quite been here for 1 year yet. Bought a house in Snohomish County. And, you know, I've got kids. And where I came from in Utah, folks could just go to the neighbor's house. Kids would go and play with each other. Out here, it's been a real struggle to befriend the neighbors and to get the other neighbor's kids to play with ours. At one point, a little five-year-old girl even told us, I'm not allowed to play at your house because I don't know your brother or because my mom doesn't know you. And we've gone down, we've introduced ourselves, we invited them into our house, and they're just cold.
Here's a man who's getting it firsthand, the Seattle Freeze.
Yeah, that's the Seattle Freeze, huh? You know, I got to admit that I don't see that as a negative, but I do think that people are not quite so block party oriented. I happen to think that it's because people in Seattle are smart and have lives and actually have pursuits and artistic and creative and intellectual pursuits that I know what I think he's talking about, because on the East Coast, you could like say to somebody, hey, come over. And they would just come over because they have no life. They have nothing to do but sit around and have tailgate parties and barbecues and drink beer in their backyard. You know the kind of thing I'm talking about.
I'm so homesick.
And like, even when I go home to Connecticut, God, I hope they're not listening now, but they are. You know, I love the fact that people have time to do nothing but just sit with each other. But sometimes I think people sort of expect that, you know, you're going to just drop it. Like, I had stuff to do, you know?
You know, I told myself that at first, too, until I discovered that a few of my neighbors have stay-at-home moms as well. My wife is a stay-at-home mom, and I've encouraged her to, oh, go talk to these neighbors. They have kids. The wife doesn't have a job. And it's still the same thing.
Oh, my God. Did I catch the Seattle Freeze?
A little bit, yeah. Are you getting big love backlash being from Utah?
I get a few jokes every now and then.
Okay.
I'm telling you, people have a...
I now agree with the letter writer that it is not that easy to make friends, but I think you make more quality friends when you find people of similar interests. But it's probably hard to find them. I think the letter writer may have a point. I now feel like I'm part of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, think back to the day when you first came here as opposed to now. Now you're
when right. I first came here, it was like Pleasantville to me. All the people had blank stares, and
hi.
I said,
yeah. "Welcome." Say,
they were very polite. I didn't see it as indifference.
It was the Seattle nice.
I saw it as really amazing weed. That was a different time.
Yeah.
Yes, Eric, what do you say?
Oh, I'm saying the woman on line four had an interesting take. She's 27 and lived in North Carolina versus here. And by the way, I saw a similar thing. I've been up here for 23 years, and oddly enough, married a woman who is a Seattle native. The only way I ran into her is pure chance at a contra dance in the basement of a temple on Capitol Hill. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have met anybody, it seemed, unless they were from somewhere else.
Megan, hello.
Hi there.
Born and raised in Seattle?
Yeah, born in Seattle, and then I grew up in the Puget Sound area.
What's your take on the Seattle Freeze?
Well, it's definitely there. I feel like I've been guilty of it here and there myself every once in a while, but I manage a shoe store, and I sell shoes, and I come across it all the time. I mean, it's really common that people kind of have this guard, and I agree with one of the callers that called in earlier that said you really have to be super outgoing and break it down, and you have to, you know, push it back and break people down and crack a smile out of them.
That's how I've done it. I think, though, that a lot of locals seem to resent how many people came. I mean, when we moved here, it was, oh, my God, at least you're not from California. And then it was, oh, you're not from here. You're from somewhere else. And we took this beautiful town that they had, and we
and made it better.
It. Well.
All right. It's interesting you would still feel a little bit like an outsider after 21 years.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Hey, Megan?
Yeah?
You say there's something different about people here. zero in a little more on exactly what it is. Is it that people here are particular about who they're with?
Yes.
Instead
absolutely.
Of indifferent, because that's what I think it is.
Yeah, very particular, because we, you know, I do agree kind of with the phrase, you know, maybe that elitist mentality a little bit. And like I said, I feel like I've been guilty of it before, too. You know, I mean, I've fallen into that trap, and it's trying to stay outgoing and being kind, because I feel like a lot of times people are maybe so insecure. That's what I sense. I sense a lot of insecurity, and then it comes across as, I'm so great. Don't talk to me.
I think you mentioned something earlier, Bob, that's true, too, is there's a lot to do here. So a lot of people will take off for a weekend and go mountain climbing, fishing, whatever they do, instead of hanging out with their neighbors.
Right, and then when they get home, they got a lot of stuff to do to maintain the home. And some lady who just moved here from Long Island wants to come over with borrow a cup of sugar, and they may seem cold. Someone says, I'm cold. Bob, you blow people off constantly.
What's his job, people?
Speaking of which, we're about done with this lady.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Lord. It's my job to keep it moving. I'm not blowing people off. I love people. Mark, a big airplane company he works for. He's a native. What do you say?
Oh, I disagree totally. I think people here are friendly as can be. There are so many people that want to go out and do stuff, and all you got to do is give them the opportunity, and they're friendly as can be to go do something with you.
Yes, especially if you want to go out and do something, which to people in the rest of the country is a foreign concept.
I have. You'd be amazed how many people come to my house for dinner at night.
Cool. Thank you very much. Katie in Bellevue, go ahead.
Hi.
You're on.
I'm a native here, and your last conversations brought up so many different points. When I was growing up, we used to go out and play in the woods, and it didn't matter who you played with as long as you were home for dinner, you know. Nowadays, you know, my own kids, you have to have these play dates and stuff, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Just get on your bike and go play, you know. So I think, you know, the influx of people coming in from different areas are just more cautious about who they're hanging out with.
Well, there is a saying about pioneers. By the way, anyone who lives on the West Coast is either a pioneer or a descendant of pioneer. You're either a modern-day pioneer in that you left the place where you were born and your family grew up, me and Spike did, or you're descended from pioneers, even if you think you're a native. Some time in the last few generations, people got in a stagecoach or a wagon and made their way through danger. And by the way, when you're danger, maybe when you're making your way across the country, maybe you're a little cold and indifferent to the freaky guy who comes out from behind a rock.
I don't know. Well, I am. I'm a native here, but my parents were, you know, European, and so I was the first generation born here. I just came back from New York City. I had a great time over there. I thought people were very friendly over there.
All right, Katie, thank you. Here is Rick the Bouncer. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. Can I break it down for you?
Please.
Please do.
I live in Virginia, D.C., New York, San Diego. I love, love, love this city with all my heart. It's a very, very cliquey city, and I agree with everything you say. I love it that people don't knock on my door, bug me, petty. I love that people I can deal with when I want to deal with them. I love quality people. My sister from North Carolina, I got people from Virginia, they come here. They hate this place. They say it's cold, it's insensitive, people don't talk to you, you don't even know your neighbors. And I'm telling you the truth, I love it. I love this.
I love that.
Yeah, baby.
A lot of people don't know their neighbors here, especially if newer people moved in. They're not. Yeah.
So what? You don't have to. You don't even know your neighbors out there knocking on your door, asking for stuff, coming to your house unannounced and all that. I love it.
You like your Seattle freeze.
So what? What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Rick, is this a troubled time in your life?
No, why do you say that? I got my place out here in Berea. I got a 3-bedroom apartment. We sold our house. I deal with my wife, my ex-wife. My daughter got her room. And everything's been beautiful. But like I said again, I don't know nobody out here. I don't care.
I think it's time for Rick to join some kind of arts and crafts class.
Let's do some basket weaving.
Some sort of pottery making or something, dude. You need to mix and mingle a little, you personally. You need to get out there and meet ex-wife number two.
I got free bill food. I said, friends, I ain't saying nothing else. I'm doing fine. I listen to y'all show all the time. But like I say, I agree with the callers, and I agree with you and the letter.
All right, Rick the Bouncer. Thank you, Rick. A couple quickies. Here's Dave in Mill Creek. Dave, is there such a thing as a Seattle freeze? Are people a little cold and indifferent here?
I think so. I'm not from here. I'm originally from Pennsylvania. I've been out here 20 years. And, you know, I talk about this with other people, too. And it just seems like, you know, like over the weekend, you know, I was walking by a guy, and I says, hey, how's, you know, I just said hi. And it just seems like people here will not say hi to you. It's not like I want to be their best friend. It was just a little greeting. And people look at me like I'm from Mars, you know. I don't know.
Like, why are you invading my space with your hello?
Right. Yeah. It's like that one guy said that, oh, you go back to New York and you say hi to them and they'll tell you F off. That's the furthest from the truth. I even thought that.
It's not that far from the truth. It's around the corner from the truth, depending on which street you're on.
Yeah, and if it's a dark one, they're going to take your wallet.
Forget about it.
I was in Times Square.
Well, yeah.
That's all tourists,
well,
Times Square.
If you said hi to everybody,
I was in the police station in New York, and no one robbed me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's probably bad parts to every, you know, city.
That's true. When you make these broad generalizations, they may be somewhat true, but there'll always be an exception.
Right. So it's just, you know, I've been out here, like I said, 22 years, and it just seems to me that people aren't really that friendly.
Thank you. Robert on Key Peninsula. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a native. Been here all my life. I've noticed a big change in the last, probably 40 years. People used to be really friendly. You knew all your neighbors. And then the aliens started moving in, like yourself.
Thank you.
And ruined the place. Ruined the whole place. It used to be God's country.
Well, we did. We developed a little bit. But I noticed your people were happy to bulldoze down trees and make room for us.
Oh, yeah. Where money's to be made, you know.
Yeah.
Contractors were from another state, too.
Okay. So all the bad people were from another place.
That's right, and that's why we're all pissed off. We won't talk to nobody.
That's why you're indifferent. All right, I appreciate that. Jeez. Trevor and Lacey. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, guys. Hello, Maura. I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Came here in the military. One of the first things they said was, do not tell anybody you are from California. And it was true. The first couple people that I said that to, it's like, oh, wow, you're from California. Why'd you move up here? Well, it's not just Seattle. I live in Lacey. See the same thing down here. The only people that want to be friends with you are LDS church members.
Every Saturday morning.
All right.
Honestly,
did you join?
I could have 20 best friends in the LDS church if I wanted to, but even people at our church can't get together to go. I mean, it's weird. And I'm from California. We've spent a month in California in April, and just walking around downtown in Santa Rosa, California, random strangers. Hey, how you doing?
All right, Trevor. A couple of texts, and then maybe we'll take one more call. But here is everyone in Seattle is freaks. This place is a melting pot. My neighbors on one side are from China, the other side are from India. We party all this time. I think your letter party all the time. I think your letter writer has a personal problem. I've always volunteered to help new neighbors move in, and half the time I never talk to them again. They ignore me and hide in their houses. Bob loves people. He just can't stand individuals. I'd take the slam if I would understand it. What am I missing?
You like people, you just hate individuals, huh?
Nah, it doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense to me either.
If you're going to get me, do a good job of it. I love how the natives keep trying to convince us how friendly they are. I know the people moored next to me at the marina better than the people I live next door to. I think the next door thing is a little bit true. Jim in Seattle, you get the last word. Is there such thing as a Seattle freeze? Are we outgoing and friendly enough here?
Oh, these Yankees are just, I don't understand them. You know, you sit out in front of Walmart and most people, and sit on the liar's bench and people ignore you. Most people. I stood out in front of a church in Renton, Washington for midnight mass. Me and my kids dressed to the nines, smoking cigarettes, waiting to go into church. Nine people.
What a beautiful, by the way, what a beautiful Christmas painting
little
that
ones,
makes.
Yeah,
the snow just starting to fall. The embers of the cigarettes burning brightly.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
It came upon the midnight.
people walking by and you wish them Merry Christmas. And they smile out, hey, Merry Christmas. And they'd all ignore you. One couple returned the reply.
I've got two words for everyone who heard this segment this morning. You ready? Lopez Island. You ever been to Lopez Island?
No.
Go to Lopez Island. You know why?
Why?
Everybody waves at everybody. They're incredibly friendly there. It's like a little pocket of Amish country in the middle of a big sea of indifference. You'll love it.
With big screen TVs.
Yes, Maura.
Oh, it's just giving you the pinky wave.
You understand midnight mass is just a celebration. You know, you open the book and you start singing along with the priest. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, and he says, oh, open to page 973 and sing along. And the voice is booming over the loudspeaker, and I'm singing along, and I stumble over a word, and I stop. And I notice I'm the only guy standing there. Everyone's standing and holding their book, and I'm the only one singing. Everybody else is just stupid, holding their book. Reading along in their mind.
You really embraced the mood, too.
Jim, I love you, dude. Thank you for calling. I do look forward to the next time when I'll probably see you on YouTube somewhere, caught on film.
Try to get to a mall.
All right, bye.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Honey, I know you said you could fix the car yourself, but you've been working on it for hours, and I've got to get the baby to the doctor. Is it even possible?
I got it. I don't got it.
So you're not a mechanic. That's okay.
Oh, not a mechanic? And who put in new windshield wiper fluid last month? Yep.
Well, that just goes to show how well you follow directions, because you did it just like I told you.
Oh, right.
And like when you went to JustAnswer.com to get help delivering the baby. And look how great he came out.
Right, that's it. I'll go to JustAnswer.com to get help fixing the car. Genius.
JustAnswer.com. With over 50 mechanics standing by to help anytime you need it, you'll find real doctors, lawyers, vets, mechanics, and more right at your fingertips. JustAnswer.com. You have a question, experts just answer.
Yep, from obstetrics to mechanics, I'm your guy.
With a little help.
JustAnswer.com.
Even if you put off going to Sleep Country's mix and match sale, you'll still find lots of odds, ends, and mismatched sets. But not for long. Sleep Country's mix and match sale is ending 4th of July weekend. Through Monday, save on selected mix and match sets from Simmons Beauty Rest and Sealy Posturepedic. These are quality mattress and box spring sets. They just don't match. Plus, get 24 months free financing. That's no down and no interest for 2 years on approved credit. Visit any Sleep Country for details. So if you're not picky about color, you can save a lot of money on Beauty Rest and Posturepedic mattress sets. Plus, get 2 years free financing. But hurry. Sleep Country's mix and match sale ends Monday, July 5th. Guaranteed comfort, best selection, lowest price.
Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Sleep Country's mix and match sale ends in 6 days. Save a lot of money on quality mattress and box spring sets. They just don't match. Plus, this week only, get 24 months free financing. But it all ends Monday.
This week on Stuff Nobody Likes, swarms of angry bees, gaping wounds, and wild blackberry. You know, the dense, thorny weed that will take over your entire yard while withholding its delicious berries? Well, now you can kill it with Roundup Wild Blackberry plus Vine and Brush Killer. When it comes to greedy, invasive weeds like wild blackberry, you need a product that is tough and smart. You need to penetrate wild blackberry's tough, woody vines and brush and kill them to the root so they don't come back. Roundup Wild Blackberry plus Vine and Brush Killer is so effective because its specially designed formula contains not one, but two of the most effective weed-killing ingredients. And it works so fast you'll see the results in as little as 24 hours. Don't let dense, thorny weeds ruin your summer. Get Roundup Wild Blackberry plus Vine and Brush Killer. Now available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer. Wild Blackberry, prepare to meet your maker. Next up on Stuff Nobody Likes, bunions.
Oh, my head.
Where am I?
You're at a group health medical center. Your bike helmet saved your life.
Wow, it did?
Your name is Tom, and you have a concussion. My name's Carla, and I'm a group health nurse. Our radiologist is looking at your MRI results.
Where is he?
She is on the third floor.
Boy, I'm starving. I just got this massive craving for a peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, Tom, you're allergic to peanuts.
Oh, that's a bummer. Wait a minute. How do you know all this stuff about me?
Your electronic medical records are at all 26 group health medical centers, and you can access them online from anywhere.
Well, that's pretty cool. You know, I think I need to call my wife. Oh, wait a minute. What's my wife's name? Oh, no. She's going to kill me.
Well, it says here you're single and no ring.
That's fantastic. I'm free.
Group Health Cooperative's online medical records give you quality, coordinated care at all of our 26 centers across Washington and North Idaho. Learn more at ghc.org. Group Health, well beyond medicine.
There are ice cream sandwiches, and there are ice cream sandwiches. At Trader Joe's, we prefer ice cream sandwiches. This is John Baslone of Trader Joe's. Ice cream sandwiches should be an easy way to enjoy great-tasting, high-quality ice cream and great-tasting, high-quality cookies at the same time. So we take the best ice cream we can find, and we delicately nestle it between two really good cookies. Start your ice cream sandwich experience with Trader Joe's 12 Mini Mint Ice Cream Mouthfuls. These miniature ice cream sandwiches are a very satisfying combo of premium mint chocolate chip ice cream and rich chocolate wafer cookies. We like to have a couple in our pocket at all times. More than bite-size, but not as big as traditional ice cream sandwiches, Mini Mint Ice Cream Mouthfuls are just enough to satisfy a craving. And at $3.29 for a box of 12, they're only about 27 cents each, a totally satisfying price. For the location of the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
There's only one place you can truly experience summer in the city.
Downtown Seattle.
And there's one place to get the hottest summer deals on shopping, dining, entertainment, and hotels.
DowntownSeattle.com.
Get info on our free Out to Lunch concert series. Log on today. Benefit all summer long.
DowntownSeattle.com.
This Wednesday, catch a free Out to Lunch concert with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue at Occidental Square starting at noon. Visit DowntownSeattle.com for the complete summer concert schedule.
We are looking out for each other. We are set on making things better. We are BECU. The local, not-for-profit credit union that takes the big idea of members first down to a small piece of plastic, the BECU Visa. While banks see credit cards as an opportunity to earn more through higher rates and fees, BECU has always gone a different route. In fact, if your credit improves, we actually look to lower the annual percentage rate on your BECU Visa card. Not the sort of thing you'd get from a bank. But it's exactly what you get when you put people first. We are BECU. Apply for your Visa card today.
As of June 1st, 2010, annual percentage rates are as low as 6.9%. Actual rate may vary based on applicant's creditworthiness. For more details on how to apply for a BECU Visa, go to BECU.org.
Scientifically advanced and specially formulated multivitamins just for women. Centrum Ultra Women's, the most complete multivitamin for women.
Let me go around the table and introduce everyone.
Bob, Spike, and Joe.
This is the Bob Rivers Show
on 102.5 KZOK,
the classic rock station.
It's 9:37 is Wednesday, the 30th of June, 2010. Bob Rivers with Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. Maura Gallucci in the newsroom. Eric Corman on the phones. Pedro and Luciana behind the scenes. Spike's wife, Melissa, dropped into the studio today. She's a native Seattleite. You married a native. You married a native.
Bet your ass. Yeah.
Is there such a thing as a Seattle freeze?
Well, we don't usually just... guess it. We just
do it.
Initialize.
All right. Are you nervous about Spike going to Bangladesh?
Yes.
Yeah,
especially
he told
the part
me.
Where he comes back with cooties that I can't pronounce or disinfect.
She's been 20 years cleaning me up.
Yeah.
He only smells good like 40% of the time now. And a listener said yesterday you can't get the smell away from him for a year. He's going to have to sleep in the playhouse in the yard.
I think that person was exaggerating a little to scare us.
And I think they were talking
well,
about...
Well, it worked. She scared me.
Well, they were talking about you will remember what you smell when you're over there.
Spike will be smelling it for a year.
It'll be a smell unlike, I mean, unless
we you... We ought to be able to hose these guys off for
well,
you.
Well, yeah. He's bathing in bleach. I'll tell you, somewhere between the airport and the house.
You ever see Silkwood, that big squishy breast thing?
Do you want to try to pick up a little extra dough smuggling something back from Bangladesh?
Oh, no.
Did you hear
he's
that story?
Going to prison there.
You heard that girl, Leah?
No, you had someone on the show? Who
yeah, Leah was on earlier. She's the one who went to prison.
We have hash here. I've heard. I've heard.
You've heard.
I know that.
Not as in at our house. Right. All right. We'll take care of him. World Vision is really, really protective of their humanitarian volunteers. They're treated very well.
Yeah, we're there for a reason, to help sponsor kids, and the whole purpose is for us to come back and tell the story so we can do that.
Yeah.
We don't come back.
I don't think they've ever had someone not come back yet. So, it's good.
Well, are they just going to parade Spike and Joe around and tell these poor children, look, in other parts of the world, people eat. There's food.
By the way, that's an interesting way of putting it. In a way, that's kind of true, because in these lands, no one is overweight.
Yeah.
And if you are overweight at all, you are seen as being very wealthy and in many cases desirable.
Look, kids, it's Bill Gates.
And I think we will be used as examples of, hey, there are people that care about you in another land, and those people are going to help your life become better. And, you know, we will be a couple of them, and hopefully a lot of people will join in.
There is that. That's a great feeling, by the way. You shouldn't let it go to your head. But when we were in Africa, and Eric had this experience in Dominican Republic and everywhere, when they see you, it's like very special people are here, and they run out as if, like, you know, you were a huge rock star or something.
Yeah, I want to say something about that.
Like Spike isn't already that problem.
Yeah.
Joe's like, hey, it's Meatloaf. No, really.
Well, the thing about it, though, is that don't hold back, because when the kids come, you'll be a little overwhelmed, you'll be a little standoffish, but my advice is, Spike and Joe, interact with these kids as quickly as you can. From the moment you get the opportunity, then it gets easier and easier, and you'll get more and more from it, and it will blow your mind.
It'll be a little weird at first, because you'll be nervous that they're dirty, and you'll be afraid of the aforementioned cooties. So you know, after we interact with anybody, and we will, you'll hold kids in your arm, you'll melt. You'll be holding these kids, and they'll be like, they'll weigh nothing. And you'll realize that they eat what you eat as a snack on the way home to dinner might be, you know, a day or two's worth of food. As soon as we're done touching or holding or in any way having contact with somebody, and you do it very discreetly so no one can see you, you get back to the car and you whip out the 5-gallon Purell. Just like we do at the calendar signings with our own audience.
Yeah, right.
Well, but we do it right in front of them. Yeah. Well, that's because people have colds. That's not the same.
And that's my trump card on you guys, by the way. I haven't revealed that. But
what do you have?
I have a massive tolerance to filth and smell.
You have a stadium buddy filled with Purell?
No, I it doesn't bother me. I don't mind dirty people.
Joe's
I don't
not
mind.
Kidding. I've seen Joe pretty dirty.
Yeah, I don't mind smell.
You don't mind days old stench.
I lived in squalor, much as equivalent to what these folks live in.
That was called your place.
Yeah, that was my couple of apartments. Yeah. And I'm not kidding. I mean, I don't
that
see...
that place on Lake Union?
Ooh. I don't see dirt. I really don't. If I didn't have a wonderful wife to point it out to me on a daily basis, I would never clean anything.
Lucky if it's only daily. That's great.
I mean, I clean myself, but I don't change sheets. I don't...
How you do that.
You know?
Show us how you clean yourself.
Well, it's just like everybody else. I don't lick myself.
Like a cat.
I'm clean, but my surroundings were left
Are
up to
sure?
me would
All
get
right.
pretty bad.
Good. Well, Melissa, I'm glad you're here.
No, you're not.
No, I am. No, I genuinely am.
All the text messages are.
Yeah.
Oh.
We don't hear from you that much.
That's right.
And some days you're actually funnier than Spike, and I appreciate that.
Oh, most days.
Yeah.
I can't edit the
So I wanted to show you something. I went, as you know, the other day to iPhone, and I typed in the apps Bangladesh. And who knew there were like 30 or 40 apps with the word Bangladesh in them. One was a language app that actually will teach us words. Another was Bangladesh Radio. I said, Bangladesh Radio? There's an app for that? I mean, I literally, almost like the commercial. Like, no, there can't be. Well, it turns out, of course, Dakar is a city of 10 million people.
Dhaka,
excuse me. I got confused with Senegal. 10 million people, and I'm sure they have radio stations. Probably not as many radios as we have.
Right.
Well, there's a radio station there that has its own app. And when I tell you the name of the radio station and its frequency, you're going to go, holy cow. Actually, that would be India where the holy cow is.
Lord, most sacred cow.
Yeah. Are you ready? The app on iPhone. I'm going to show it to Joe first.
Bangladesh Betar, Betar.
Holy cow.
Not yet. Oh. Save it.
Okay.
102.5 FM.
Holy cow.
No.
Oh, go Mora.
102.5 FM. There's a radio station over there.
That's
I haven't
cool.
pushed play yet.
Well, aren't they west of the Mississippi? I mean, isn't that the rule?
If you push play...
No, it's a K. They just call it Bangladesh Betar. It's not a KZOK kind of a thing. But the frequency is... The frequency of the one radio station that's online is 102.5. Our sister station in Bangladesh.
Is it Bloob, Sploke, and Jeeb?
I don't know, but if you push play and Jimi Hendrix comes out,
I'm going to be blown away. Say, holy cow.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? If I'm going to push play, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Some profanity-laced tirade.
Hold on.
Got it in a nerd folder.
There we go.
Well, this is right off your iPad. We're trying to get audio into a...
It's thinking. It's connecting 28%.
Buffering.
Oh, is it a music oops. Station?
We don't know.
Shoot. It just.
They cover all the bangles.
It just soiled the bed.
You're feeling like Steve Jobs a little bit right now, aren't you?
I'm a little like Steve Jobs. Connecting 6%. Well, hey, it's an internet stream from Bangladesh. Give it a second.
Come on, really?
Please.
Yeah, it could be on their end. That's true.
28% and give up. Okay. It actually worked the other day.
Maybe they're doing a contest or something right now over here.
I'm sorry, you're the next caller. Goodbye.
Maybe it's underwater from the monsoons.
Let's see. Or it might just be a bad connection. Connecting 20%.
We'll have to get it.
I'll have to find out what it is.
You did hear it the other day, though, huh?
I did hear enough audio for me to just go, oh, it works. And then I figured I would do it live on the air.
Well, we're trying over here, and Pedro and I both can't get to it. I think it's because of the Bangladesh site.
Oh, that's a bad connection.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. Our radio station is temporarily down.
It's another all George Harrison weekend.
Radio station building has washed away again. Okay. Well, anyway, I'll to be continued.
Yeah, we'll get it on. It is supposed to be a really wet day over there today. I was looking at the weather.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Being, what, June and all?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, really, I mean, if you look at the long-range forecast, which I have been, it goes, we may have a brief window that we're hitting on our week. It's gone from 100% to 80% chance of severe thunderstorms. I mean, there's 20% there that is in our favor. Starting on the 5th. Now, that may change between now and then because, you know, they're like Steve Poole and everybody else probably. They can't predict monsoons with 100% accuracy.
I'm pretty sure they don't have quite the Doppler investment that Seattle does. All right.
There is a pretty fancy Bangladesh radar system for weather, though. If you
go
to...
I would think that IT-wise, you'd be set.
You can see some big red blotches over the country, which is heavy thunderstorms, if you look on the weather radar.
Less bugs during the storm.
All right. Anyway, let's move on from that, which didn't work.
Sorry, bro.
All right. Are they going to extend unemployment, Maura?
We'll find out today. They say the Democrats are going to try to do it, but Elena Kagan is wrapping up her confirmation hearing, so there's something funny. You want to hear it real quick?
Yes.
That time? Okay. So everybody knows she's smart. Now everybody knows she's also pretty funny. This is Lindsey Graham asking her about the Christmas Day bombing attempt.
As we move forward and deal with law of war issues, Christmas Day bomber, where are you at on Christmas Day?
Senator Graham, that is an undecided legal issue, which, I suppose I should ask exactly what you mean by that. I'm assuming that the question you mean is whether a person who was apprehended in the United States is...
No, I just asked you where you were at on Christmas.
Wait for it.
You know, like all Jews, I was probably at a Chinese restaurant.
Nice.
Outstanding.
Gotta love her.
Yeah. Bring it.
Also, there's more news on our local spies. What happened? What else did we find out, Joe? Do you know?
There's a pretty good article in this morning's Times that talks to some of the people that this guy worked with. He worked for a tech company over in Bellevue, a smaller tech company. The guy who hired him said, you know, I am running background checks on everybody I hire.
From now on.
From now on. I can't believe I hired a Russian spy to work for me. They never said they were from Russia. They tried to pass off their accents as... the lady said, I think her parents were from South Africa or something. And
we're just ethnic.
She said she was from Canada. I mean, they kind of tried to be Americans, yet they had these thick Russian accents.
Howdy, partner. How about those local sports teams?
It wasn't until a moose and a squirrel ran across the lawn that they were busted.
They could be very vague when you ask them things, says a coworker. You ask him where his accent was from, he would say, where do you think my accent is from? According to FBI investigation, it came to the U.S. in 2001. One of the co-workers said Zatoli, Michael, seemed henpecked, constantly on the cell phone, taking calls at work. He would hang up and he would go, hoy, my wife. Not hoy, but whatever they say. My wife, he would explain in his thick accent. Then he would walk outside for privacy. Who knows, maybe it was spy business.
And they don't know if these were even these people's names. They know for a fact that the Social Security card that the wife was using was not hers. It was from somewhere else.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How is it people can... I don't even know this with illegal aliens. How is it people get away with fake Social Security cards again? Pedro?
Because there are people that hire them. So simple.
No, how do you get one?
How do you get one? Aww. And why can't, when you're hired, why can't, if two people are using the same Social Security card, why don't they just immediately ping in a computer? Just
dial 555-222. I get you one in 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
It's very simple.
All right. Yeah, I don't know how they do it. It seems
sometimes
to me like...
they'll take a baby who's deceased, and they'll take that number.
We have a friend who is alive. A gentleman told you about it, for the gay pride parade guy I wanted to take for a ride. They found out that there was someone in Eastern Washington that was using his Social Security number and was, getting his pay, was getting docked taxes. And
An illegal immigrant who was working on his Social Security.
No kidding. Number. All right. But they can't catch him?
Somebody had sold it to him.
Wow. Washington Transportation Secretary Paula Hammond says they missed some steps in a Tacoma construction project. Joe was railing about this earlier. Basically, they built like an off-ramp, and they found out that he built it in the wrong place after they had spent almost $1 million on the off-ramp. It was like, no, that's not where the off-ramp goes.
They were 90% done, and it sat there for a while, and then all of a sudden they started tearing it down, and people were like,
why are you tearing this down? And that's they thought maybe they could tear it down and no one would notice.
Right, that's when they had to say.
It's Russian spies we don't notice.
Right. That's when they
something
said,
on my commute, it's not getting by me.
Maybe cold and indifferent, but we're not that.
That's right. Thousands of Czechoslovakians have protested plans to place a Michael Jackson statue in Letna Park, where Jackson held a concert in 1996. City authorities had approved a Michael Jackson statue, but more than 2,000 people joined a Facebook protest, claiming it makes no sense to put the statue in a park because Jackson had no connection with the Czech Republic. I would think it would be because that's where kids play. who am I? You believe that? Do people put up statues for Michael Jackson?
I don't see it, but they do.
Okay. And here's a fond note to leave you with so you'll appreciate where you live. Be a lot of that. Yeah, in the next couple of weeks. You think it's cold here? You think of the Seattle freeze as bad? In South Korea, they are legalizing castration. South Korea's parliament voted to legalize chemical castration as punishment for convicted sex offenders. Would you do it?
I'm there.
I think it's barbaric. The bill was first introduced in 2008 in response to a case in which a 58-year-old man had assaulted an 8-year-old girl. South Korean legislators in the National Assembly passed the bill 137-13.
I don't know if I can sign up for chemical castration. Rusty kitchen knife castration.
You'd go for that.
I'm there.
I'd make it an opt-in thing. You ever want to be free again? Give me those.
Yeah, castration equals probation. That's a possibility.
Leave the offending organ here at the prison. Feel free to go on about it.
The rest of you can leave.
Yeah, you guys have done nothing wrong.
When your time is done, of course.
Right.
Sure. All right, that's it for us today. We want to thank our Backstage Pass guests for coming out. Thank you very much. If you'd like to visit the show, go to the website, bobrivers.com. Our website is hosted by adhost.com, the server colocation specialist.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Finally getting around to outdoor summer projects? Get great savings at Washington Energy Services on quality windows, siding, and doors. All with expert installation. 800-398-HOME or WashingtonEnergy.com.
It was amazing. I mean, I've never seen it from above like that.
It is the only way to go. We saw some orca whales.
Got to see them playing. It's great.
I tell you what I really like is when the plane lands on the water and goes whoosh.
We're on the dock at Lake Union talking with passengers whose Kenmore Air seaplane just arrived from the San Juan Islands.
We went sea kayaking, walked around the island, saw some beautiful art.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can do nothing or you can do a lot of things.
Stayed at a bed and breakfast and just looked over the water.
Yeah, it was a great day.
For a day, a weekend, or longer, there's no faster, more convenient way to travel to the San Juan Islands than Kenmore Air.
I've taken the ferry before. I actually saw the people in the ferry line as we were flying over. Great way to get there and a quick, no-stress flight.
It was so easy. I never knew it could be that easy.
I love flying to the San Juans on Kenmore Air.
For schedules and fares to the San Juans and other great Kenmore Air destinations, go to KenmoreAir.com. Kenmore Air, the seaplane airline.
I would go again and again.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting Visa Signature credit card perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with Visa Signature, you get great perks like access to golf offers and packages, including exclusive savings at the world-class Kapalua Resort located on Maui's pristine North Shore. Visa Signature cardholders receive 25 to 50% off ocean view rooms at the Kapalua Ritz-Carlton or Kapalua Villas. Plus, receive a 10% discount on green fees and preferred tee times at Kapalua's two award-winning golf courses. For details on additional perks or to book your stay, visit visa.com/signature today. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earn. Check out the full list of perks at visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offers subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.